You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom at Blogging the Boys, or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Tuesday, October 26th, 2021. We hope your day is going well. We hope your week is going well, as we slowly creep up on the Halloween Sunday night game between the Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. If you haven't yet, please do subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast network. Leave a rating, write a review. Those things help us out so much. And if you want to talk to me about anything, Cowboys questions, how fabulous is our favorite football team, or even what your favorite episode of Squid Game, I'm here for it. Just hit me up on Twitter, again, at DannyPhantom24. The Cowboys didn't play this week, but they are so good that even during a bye week, they managed to put even more distance between themselves and the next place teams in the division. Of course, the reason for that is because all of the other NFC East teams are just dreadful. They are all tied for last place. The Eagles, last place. Pah! The Giants, last place. Pah! The Washington guys, you guessed it, last place. Pah, pah! Am I saying pow? Why do I keep doing that? I'm just excited about the Catalina wine mixer. Shout out to all those who get the reference. Tweet me your favorite quote from the before-mentioned reference, and who knows, maybe you and I will become best friends. Speaking of Catalina, make sure to follow my daily roundup partner, Tony Catalina, on Twitter at Tony_Catalina. Pa-pa! Anyways, back to business. The point is, all the Cowboys' divisional foes sit with a 2-5 record, and the Cowboys now have a 3.5 lead in the division. Believe it or not, this is actually a new situation for the Cowboys. I say this because while the NFC East has been a hot mess several times over the last decade, I mean, we all know that, it feels like the East is always bad. We're like the Rodney Dangerfield of divisions, and for good reason, we've been terrible. However, it isn't always a mess, and surprisingly enough, they haven't been a mess when the Cowboys have been good. What am I talking about? Check this. If you look at the last three times the Cowboys have made the playoffs, 2014, 2016, in 2018, they've always had someone right on their heels. In 2014, the Cowboys won the division with a 12-4 record, but it was touch and go there for a moment. Remember, the Eagles smoked them on Thanksgiving 33-10, giving them a 9-3 record and a one-game lead over the Cowboys. Fortunately, the Cowboys won their next four games while Philly lost three in a row, finishing with a 10-6 record and missing the playoffs. Meanwhile, Dallas moved on and eventually lost to Green Bay in that whole Dez no-catch game fiasco. In 2016, the Cowboys were rolling, but the Giants were rolling too, and even swept Dallas that year and started the season 8-3. Fortunately, the Cowboys stayed hot all year, finished with a 13-3 record, but the Giants kept things interesting down the stretch and finished with an 11-5 record themselves. Both teams made the playoffs, and both teams ultimately lost to Green Bay. And finally, in 2018, the Cowboys went into Week 14 December game, a game ahead of the Eagles, and pulled out the overtime win, giving them a sweep on the year. The Eagles, who were defending champs at the time, won 5 of their last 6 to keep the pressure on, but the Cowboys were able to clinch the division in Week 16. Both teams made the playoffs that year, but both lost in the divisional round. It's just whenever the Cowboys are having a good season, someone else is always hot on their tail. But whenever they struggle, the entire division struggles. I guess that's good in a way because it keeps the Cowboys' season relevant longer, even when they're not playing all that well, but we never have had a situation when the division is bad, yet the Cowboys are good. Until now. This season may end up being a little different, especially if they keep winning, and it may alter how they make decisions down the stretch, in terms of giving players extra rest and whatnot. Of course, when it comes to the other elite teams in the NFC, they did the Cowboys no favors, as all the top dogs won on Sunday. The Arizona Cardinals remain undefeated, now at 7-0 after smoking the Texans, 31-5. Tampa Bay demolished the Bears, 38-3. Green Bay beat Washington, 24-10. And the Rams held on to beat the Lions, 28-19. Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and LA all advanced to 6-1 on the season. Because the Cowboys were idle, they fell to the fourth overall seed in the NFC, and if the playoffs started today, they'd square off against the Rams. That is not the most ideal way to kick off the 2021 playoffs. All right, enough of that. Let's get some injury updates. What's the 411 on the 1-1 they call 4? Dak Prescott was spotted at the Star on Monday, not wearing the protective boot. The team will have a full practice on Wednesday, so we should start to have a better idea of where he's at by then. Everyone remains optimistic that Dak will be ready to go for Sunday night's game against the Vikings. The Cowboys have started the 3-week practice window for wide receiver Michael Gallup, defensive tackle Tristan Hill, and linebacker Francis Bernard. Gallup and Bernard were placed on injured reserve while Hill was on PUP. All three are expected back at practice this week, but it's still unclear how much they'll do or if any of them will be see any action on Sunday. The Cowboys have 21 days to decide whether to activate them to the 53-man roster, otherwise they'll be forced to remain on IR or PUP for the remainder of the season. Cornerback Kelvin Joseph and tight end Sean McKeon are also back and will practice this week. Stephen Jones said that defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence and defensive tackle Neville Gallimore still need more time. Lyle Collins is officially back on the 53. The team released fullback Nick Ralston last week to make room for him. It's still not clear if that means LC will be back in the starting lineup on Sunday. Stephen Jones said the question is whether or not he needs some time in terms of his conditioning and being ready to play after sitting out 5 games. How he looks this week should answer that for us, and if offensive line coach Joe Philbin doesn't believe he's quite ready, then the team can lean on second-year tackle Terrence Steele once again. That's it for our updates today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today we'll have the 750 with Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas and BTB champion RJ Ochoa, as well as the BTB Roundtable, where we hash out all the great talking points buzzing around Cowboys Nation, so keep your eyes out for those two. But that's all we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.